नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 वर्स नंबर 37 चैप्टर एंटाइटल किंग चित्रकेतु मीट्स लॉर्ड शेत्यादिभिर् एष किलावृतः सप्तभिः दश गुणोत्तरैरण्डकोशः यत्र पतेत् अनुकल्पः साण्डकोटिकोटिभिस्तत् अनन्तः शेतादिभिरेष किलावृतः ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन एवरी यूनिवर्स इज कवर्ड बाय 7 लेयर्स अर्थ वॉटर फायर एयर स्काय द टोटल एनर्जी एंड फॉल्स ईगो ईच 10 टाइम्स ग्रेटर देन द प्रीवियस वन. There are innumerable universes besides this one, and although they are unlimitedly large, they move about like atoms in you. Therefore, you are called unlimited, ananta. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Brahma Samhita 5.48 says, यस्यैक निःश्वसित कालं मथावलंब्य जीवन्ति लोम विलजा जगदंडनाथ विष्णु महांस यस्य कला विशेषो गोविंदमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि. द ओरिजिन ऑफ द मटेरियल क्रिएशन इज महाविष्णु हु लाइज इन द कॉसल ओशन. व्हाइल ही स्लीप्स इन दैट ओशन millions of universes are generated as he exhales, and they are all annihilated when he inhales. This Mahavishnu is a plenary portion of a portion of Vishnu, Govinda, yasya kala vishesha. Yasya kala vishesha. The word kala refers to a plenary portion of a plenary portion. From Krishna or Govinda comes Balram. From Balram comes Sankarshan. From Sankarshan, Narayan. From Narayan, the second Sankarshan. From the second Sankarshan, Mahavishnu. From Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshahi Vishnu. And from Garbhodakshahi Vishnu, Shiradakshahi Vishnu. Shiradakshahi Vishnu controls every universe. This gives an idea of the meaning of Ananta, unlimited. What is to be said of the unlimited potency and existence of the Lord? This verse describes the coverings of the universe. Saptabir dasha gunottare andakoshah. The first covering is earth. The second is water. The third is fire. The fourth is air. The fifth is sky. The sixth is the total material energy. And the seventh is a false ego. Beginning with the covering of earth, each covering is 10 times greater than the previous one. Thus, we can only imagine how great each universe is. And there are many millions of universes. As confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 10.42. अथवा भव नतेन किं ज्ञातेन तवार्जुन विष्ठाभ्याहमिदं कृष्णं एकांशेन स्थितो जगत. बट वॉट नीड इज देयर अर्जुन फॉर ऑल दिस डिटेल नॉलेज. विद अ सिंगल फ्रेगमेंट ऑफ माई सेल्फ आई परवेड एंड सपोर्ट दिस एंटायर यूनिवर्स. द एंटायर मटेरियल वर्ल्ड मैनिफेस्ट ओनली 1/4 ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड्स एनर्जी. Therefore, he is called Ananta. Om Agya. Till what time? 9? सॉरी सॉरी आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू अनाउंस दैट वन ऑफ अवर डियर गॉड ब्रदर्स हिज ग्रेस नित्य कृष्ण प्रभु यू गॉट अ माइल्ड सेरिबल स्ट्रोक यस्टरडे अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग एंड राइट नाउ इज एडमिटेड इन जसलोक हॉस्पिटल ही इज आउट ऑफ डेंजर बट स्टिल आई रिक्वेस्ट ऑल द ड्यूटीज टू प्रे फॉर हिम इज अ वेरी वंडरफुल वैष्णव डन He's doing a lot of services. He's a, actually a main foundation for the preaching program which takes place in Sion. Not only that, he also goes out of Bombay to Sataram, takes care of devotees over there. Very persistently comes to temple every week, 3 days in a week without fail. Every Monday, every Thursday, every Saturday. Let anything happen. He may sleep at 1 o'clock, but still gets up in the morning and comes here. Not a single day has missed. Gets up in the morning at 3:30, finishes all his rounds by 5:30. That is a sort of a dedication and consistency this particular wonderful devotee is, and a very good friend of mine. So I request all of you to kindly pray for him for his speedy recovery, because with the devotee's prayers only, Krishna really listens to the prayers. Thank you very much. This particular verse is a very, very interesting verse, basically. Interesting because of the purport which Srila Prabhupada actually presents. I would like to base my presentation on this particular word called as Ananta. Just few days back, I was just doing an experimentation when they said each of the layer is 10 times greater than the previous one. So I thought, supposing this is a universe and the first covering is only 1 millimeter thickness, then I was trying to count how big the universe covering will be. Any mathematician will understand and figure out how much it is. The first layer is 1 millimeter. And the second layer will be 10 times, that is 1 centimeter. Third layer will be 100 centimeters, that is 1 meter. Fourth layer will be 1,000 meters, that is 1 kilometer. Fifth layer, so much. So you can imagine, it was so huge, and inside, the universe is this much. So here, Srila Prabhupada is trying to tell us how the Lord is unlimited. In fact, you cannot just conceive of this fact that Lord is unlimited. In the dictionary, the word unlimited means it's beyond the limits of time and space. You cannot conceive of it. Impossible. And that is what is the Lord, basically. The Lord, as you know, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, right from the first pages, this emphasis is made how the Lord is Ananta. In the second canto itself, there is a description where Shukdev Goswami is mentioning about a Virat Roop. How the Lord is so great in the form of Virat Roop. And just so that we can understand little bit, you know, some analogy is given or some correspondence correlation is done, that how the veins of the Lord are the rivers, the small hairs on the body are the trees. So you can imagine how big the Lord is. Right from the second canto onwards till the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the wonderful descriptions of the Lord's glorious activities are being mentioned. You know, and just hearing this, we can imagine, or we will try to imagine, how Lord is so great. And it just becomes inconceivable to our human intellect. Actually, the living entity is attracted to all these things. Something which is superhuman, something which you cannot do, a living entity is attracted to that. And that's the reason in this modern world, this particular tendency of a human is exploited. How? Like we have, you know, in fictions, some hero comes, he does something extraordinary and become very attracted. We have like movies like Star Wars, where somebody goes beyond the limits of the space and goes and does something else. Or you find in the mundane movies, a hero comes, and even though the gundas may have everything and hero doesn't have anything, he just somehow or the other, you know, escapes without getting even a scratch on his hand, you know. He escapes and then he becomes a hero. Or you have for the children like the Spider-Man or, you know, what do you say, Shaktiman, as the recent serials have this, Shaktiman. One child even tried to do that. He tried to jump like Shaktiman, you know, he just fell down. He died, physically. So living entity is attracted to something which is superhuman. And if you cannot do what others are doing, and when others are doing that, what you cannot do, then you enter into the Guinness Book of World Records. Somebody eats a full bus, he enters the Guinness Book. Because you cannot do, so he does it, so he is into Guinness Book of World Record. Somebody eats some chilies, somebody lifts or drags a lorry with the teeth, then he enters into Guinness Book of World Records. Why? Because the general people cannot do. So if you can do what we cannot do, then you are great. So this tendency in a living entity is there to get attracted to something. And the Lord knows this. That's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, right from the second canto, wonderful, wonderful descriptions are there so that we can get attracted to such things. We are talking about Varaha Dev appearance. How Varaha Dev really actually came? When the demigods prayed, from the nostril of Brahma, he came and said, Srimad Bhagavatam, that he was just half of the thumb when he came out. And as soon as he came out, he became so big. He became so big that he entered into the universe. But you can imagine what sort of a universe is this. Here, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning how big is Mahavishnu. From his pores, his universes come, and each of these universes is so big. Varaha Dev just became so big, huge. And he went to fight Hiranyaksha. Garbhodaka Ocean. Universe is half filled with Garbhodaka Ocean. You cannot imagine what is this, you know. We are talking about this sea, but Garbhodaka Ocean is huge. Vishnu lies on this Garbhodaka Ocean. From his navel, the lotus stem comes. And within the stem of the lotus, the seven planetary systems are there. Brahmaji is on top. You can imagine, seven planetary systems, out of which Earth planet is just a small planet of this middle planetary system. And within the Earth planet, so many things. Varaha Dev became so big. And he actually, with his tusk, he just lifted Mother Earth up, placed in his position, and he fought with Hiranyaksha. And it was a great fight. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this wonderful description is there of how Varaha Dev appeared. Then we have Vaman Dev in the 8th canto. These are some of the few examples. Vaman Dev came as a small dwarf. Battu, very short. And he asked from Bali Maharaj 3 steps of land. Bali Maharaj said, what are you speaking? Just 3 steps. First of all, you are so short and your feet also so small, and you ask for 3 steps. You can ask from me anything, I will give you. He says, no, just give me 3 steps. In spite of repeatedly told by Shukracharya not to give, Bali Maharaj agreed to give him those 3 steps. And suddenly, Vaman Dev grew up in size. With one foot, he just pierced the coverings of the materials which are talking about here. You can imagine what sort of a strength he had, Vaman Dev. He just pierced it, and he pierced in such a way that, you know, the Viraja River flowed through this and became Mandakini, and later on Ganga in the little planet system. With one step. And the other step, he just covered the middle and the lower planet system. If one tries to imagine, one can't imagine. And then we understand that it's inconceivable. Lord is unlimitedly great. He is very, very great. we see in the churning of milk ocean. This is a most wonderful pastime where the Lord took up many, many multiple forms to perform a wonderful leela. When the demigods were in danger, the Lord told them that you should go and churn the ocean. And he also suggested what you should take. You should take the Mandara mountain, take it there and then churn. Now, Mandara mountain is a mountain made of gold. And Prabhupada in the purport mentions that stone mountain is as it is heavy. And gold is heavier than stone. So you can imagine how heavy the Mandara mountain may be. So the demigods and the demons were carrying this Mandara mountain. And it's said that many of the demons and demigods got crushed underneath the Mandara mountain. But then there Vishnu came. And Vishnu came on his Garuda. And what he did, with just his glance, he just revived all these demigods and demons. And just with one of his hands, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the purport, this translation is, with one of his hands, he just lifted this Mandara mountain. And he went on Garuda. So imagine, Mandara mountain is so huge. And Vishnu is just carrying this Mandara mountain on his left hand, one of his hands. And he's going on Garuda. And he's flying to the ocean of milk. The demigods, the demons are struggling and struggling to carry this. And these demigods, they are not ordinary demigods. Shastra, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in that particular chapter, it's mentioned that these demigods, the demons are very, very strong bodied demons. They can beat any of our muscle men of today. Much more, 1,000 times more powerful than the strongest man or the strongest muscle man in this planet Earth. Even many of them carrying this Mandara mountain, they could not do anything. Lord effortlessly just lifted this and went to the ocean. And then he told Garudji that you should go away because till then otherwise Vasuki will not come because Vasuki is scared of Garuda. They started churning demigods and demons. And when they started churning, because of churning, the Mandara mountain started sinking down. Then Lord performed another leela there. He incarnated as Kurmadev. And Kurmadev just went underneath the Mandara mountain and he became like a pivot for the churning. And said that Lord wanted to get an itch. He got an itch. He wanted to get a scratch. So he fulfilled his desire also by that. He became a tortoise. And with that, the whole Mandara mountain was supported. And the churning started. But while churning also, there was no support. Just trying. Lord again incarnated on top. Sajita. And then he balanced it. And then finally, when so many things came up, first, you know, the poison came, which Shiva took it up. Then the horse came, which Bali Maharaj took, Uchchayashrava. Then the elephant Airavat came, which Indradev took. Everyone took their own quotas from there. But then finally the nectar came. Dhanvantri came with the nectar. And as soon as the nectar came, everyone stopped their work and, you know, started taking this. Then to distract the demigod, the demons from taking the nectar, Lord incarnate as the most wonderful form of Mohini Murti. And this Mohini form was so attractive that even the demons completely, they lost their intelligence. And they gave the nectar, pot of nectar to Mohini. And they even agreed to condition which Mohini has laid down also. Said, all of you have to sit in a row and I will just go on distributing to everyone. And nobody should even say anything. And they all sat in a row and Mohini was distributing and Mohini was giving to the demigods. This particular form was so attractive that Shiva actually wanted to see this form. And Lord said, no, please, don't ask for it. He says, no, I want to see this form. And suddenly, you know, he saw a very beautiful lady in front of him and started running after this lady, the form of the Lord. Which Shiva is called as Dhir Purush. And this personality started running after Mohini. So much that he actually, you know, discharges even during this act. So this is what the Lord does actually. Such a inconceivable form that the Lord takes, just so that we can get attracted to these things. We see Hiranyakashipu also. No one can exhibit that sort of anger which Narsingdev could exhibit. Such a anger, you know, that even Lakshmiji was very scared to go in front of Narsingdev. Brahma, Shiva, none of them wanted to go in front. When Hiranyakashipu saw, just imagine, Hiranyakashipu was that time the master of the universe. Except for Brahma's abode, he had conquered the entire universe. And when Hiranyakashipu saw the form of Narsingdev, even he was also very scared to see that form. So you can imagine what sort of form that Lord Narsingdev may be having. So when we read in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, all these things, we realize that, you know, what sort of leela the Lord is doing through his various energy, basically. You know, as is said over here, that through the various energies, like here, Srila Prabhupada is giving an example how yasya kala vishesha, it's just a kala, plenary portion of a plenary portion. And he's trying to explain how this is only a plenary portion of plenary portion. He's trying to explain how from Krishna, Balramji, from Balramji, Sankarshan, Narayan, and second Chaturvyuha comes, and then that person, that is an expansion, Mahavishnu. And from there, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, Shirodaksha Vishnu. So when we try to understand, we realize how the Lord is Ananta, how the Lord is unlimited, and he can perform any unlimited activities through his various pastimes, actually. Now, if you see, till the 9 cantos, the Lord performs this. But suddenly, when you reach the 10th canto, the same Supreme Lord, in his original form as Krishna, performs the same superhuman acts when he's in the same form, like as an ordinary human being is there. He doesn't have to exhibit a very, very huge form like Varahadev or Vamandev or, you know, any other forms. When he was just a 3 months old baby, he just sucked the breast of Putana and killed him. Killed her. Effortlessly. Little older, he just kicked and killed Shakatasur. When he was slightly older, he was lifted up by Trinavarta. He became lighter. Trinavarta took him higher up and became heavier than the heaviest, and Trinavarta came crashing down. He didn't have to expand into something great to do that act, basically. Like once, I don't know, I think it's Jadurani, I suppose. She was told to draw a picture of Krishna, and she drew a picture of Krishna lifting Govardhan, and she drew a picture of Krishna with muscles. And Krishna said, Krishna doesn't need all these things. Krishna can be a small 16-year-old child and look like that, and then he could perform wonderful activities. You know, Krishna is just the same. Krishna is Krishna. Always a youthful form, and same time performs tremendous activities. When he was little older, as you all know, that how he killed all these demons one by one. Bakasur. He opened his beak, the Bakasur, and Krishna just put his fist in Bakasur's mouth. It became red hot like iron, and then Bakasur died. It appears as if, you know, you are taking some small insect and crushing it, you know. It's like this. It's so easily the Krishna kills this. But if you really imagine who these demons are actually, Kamsa, at that time, was the ruler of this universe. He actually went throughout the universe, got everything under his subjugation. He got Putana, Bakasur, Agasur, Dhenukasur, everyone, and brought them under his subjugation. Means they were so powerful people, but still Kamsa was so powerful, and Kamsa brought them under his subjugation. And the same Kamsa, when Krishna went to Mathura to kill him, he didn't, you know, prepare himself first, just before the Olympics or something, like when, you know, weightlifters, they try to practice for months and months to fight with Kamsa. He just went casually, just went to Mathura, and there, what he did? Nothing. He just brought him down, and he sat on Kamsa and just one fish. Finished. Over. Kamsa is over. Sometimes somebody, you know, it's like an anti-climax, you know. Means, you know, waiting for that great match with Kamsa, you know, just like how demigods in the heaven, they just are waiting for the match. When Varadev is killing, going to kill Hiranyakashipu, or when Narsingh Dev is going to kill Hiranyakashipu, everyone is watching this match. But here, like, there's no match at all, you know. You just take Kamsa and then over. Same Kamsa who had brought everyone under his subjugation, the demons. And the same Kamsa, Krishna just effortlessly finished. Anticlimax, nothing. There's no fight at all. Huh? No fight. When he has to lift a Govardhan hill, he just took the little finger of his left hand and lifted the Govardhan hill. That's all. Nothing else. Brahma Vimon Leela. You find that how Krishna expanded to each and every of these coward boys and the calves. And it's explained that, you know, what that child wore on that particular day, he expanded to that also. Means the form, the coward boy wore the same clothes, everything, just the same. Brahmaji became bewildered. He said, I just told these coward boys and calves, and he started bewildered. With his foreheads, he cannot even imagine how it happened. He went to and fro and saw that the boys are still lying there, and here he comes and he finds that they're still there. Each and every of the coward boys, each and every of the calves, Krishna expanded into. Now, no one else can do this. Huh? When Krishna was bigger, he just, you know, expanded to 16,108. Married 16,108 wives, and he expanded equally to 16,108 and lived with everyone same. So we find that when the Lord takes a form, means original Krishna, he comes, he performs the same acts in a normal human-like way. And then when somebody sees like this, that's the reason it is recommended to Srimad Bhagavatam that first you understand how great Krishna is, and then later on when you come to the second, 10th canto, then we realize, yes, this is our Krishna. Just like, supposing somebody is a very great person, an industrialist, very, very famous person. He has so many factories and, you know, very, very powerful person, very, very famous person. You cannot even approach him also. But the same person, he comes and sits with you and talks to you, or, you know, behaves like as if how you are, you know, we are behaving. So then you feel, oh, he's so nice, he's so great. You actually start actually loving him, you start really appreciating that person. Because that person, you know, though he's great, he just comes and behaves like any one of you. Then you really starts appreciating, you really start loving that person. So Krishna is like that where from the till the first 9 cantos, it appears as if how can we really approach this person. And then suddenly in the 10th canto, Krishna performs such human, superhuman acts, you actually start really appreciating the Lord, appreciating his wonderful pastimes. Just like in the Chaitanya Leela, where when Chaitanya went to the south and he saw the illiterate Brahmin having tears in his eyes, he says, what are you doing here? The illiterate Brahmin said, I'm just trying to imagine how Krishna is, though he's so great, the master of the universe, and here he's subservient to his devotee. He's becoming a charioteer of his devotee Arjuna. And he's seeing this, he said, I'm having tears in his eyes. The same powerful Krishna under the love, influence of love and affection of his devotees, he becomes subservient to his devotees. That is another, you know, the climax. The same personality whom everyone fears, who the, you know, entire creation rests just on his plenary portion of a portion, and the same Krishna in his Leela, he gets scared of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda ties him. Or he becomes scared when Mother Yashoda says, oh, I'll not give you anything if you don't come home. So, you find here, Krishna performs such types of leela. And when we realize that how the same Ananta, Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Ananta Rupam, Adyam Purana Purusham, Nava Yavanam Cha, Vedeshu, Adurlabham, Atma Bhakto, Govindam, Adi Purusham, Tamam Bhajame. Like Brahmaji starts praying. That same person, Advaitam, one without a second, Achyutam, one who never falls down, Anadim, primeval Lord, Ananta Rupam, one who has multiple forms, Adyam Purana Purusham, Nava Yavanam Chi, still the. And the next verse is, you know, Panthashtu Koti Shatavatsara Sampragamyo, Vayo Ratapi Manasomani Pungavanam, Sopiasyat Prapata Simne Vichitta Tatve, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. That means, same person where yogi is, after performing activities of millions and millions of lives, they can just attain the feet, a toe, darshan of the Lord, same person by just performing devotion to him can be easily approachable. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, same Lord Krishna, when he came, he just exhibited this through the power of his holy names. When the Lord went through a tour of South India, just by the sheer power of the holy names, he converted everyone and made them pure lovers of Krishna. Just by the sheer power of holy names. Same Lord with unlimited potencies, he has invested all these potencies in the holy name. Namna makari bhavada nija sarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamita smaranikala. When he went to the south, he delivered everyone. He delivered the Buddhist, he delivered the Tattvavadis. When he is Jagannath Puri, he delivered Sarvam Bhattacharya. He delivered Prakashananda. And while going to the south, it is mentioned that how, by just chanting, he just induced everyone to chant the holy names. And by just chanting the holy names, these devotees would get ecstatic symptoms actually. So this is actually the power of the holy name. Now, if one sees, let me see, it's just a 16-word Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What is it? It's just a juggler of some few words. But the Lord is unlimited, but at the same time, the potency, he has just put it in this holy name. Invested all his potencies in this holy name. It's only that we need to understand this. We need to understand the potency in the holy name, actually. The problem is with us that we take these things very lightly. Otherwise, everything is there. Madhure, Leela, Guna, Rupa, Nam Nam. It says, when one chants the holy names, one is revealed of the Krishna's forms, the Krishna's qualities, the Krishna's activities, the Krishna's pastimes, basically. And that's the beauty of the Lord, who, though he's unapproachable, the same person makes us easily approach him through the sound of the holy name. That's the beauty of the Lord. Just like an example is given, an expert teacher is the one who explains that subject matter to even a dull-headed person in a very, very simple way by which that person can understand. That's an expertise. No? Not that somebody is expert only teaches someone who is intelligent. Somebody who teaches, like Radhika Vallabh Prabhu, last Friday I was hearing, he was mentioning that for IIT entrance, they take only someone who is above 80, 85. Why? Because they don't want any failures. But the beauty here is that an expert teacher, if someone is an expert mathematician, how do you know that he is expert in his field? When you don't know anything, you approach him, he will explain to you in a way which you can understand and you can grasp that subject. That is an expertise of that person. The same Lord, who one cannot approach him through any means, or one may get an inferior complex, how can I approach him? The Lord is so unlimited, so much, he's so great, he's, you know, inconceivable. How can I really approach him? So Lord says, I will make it easy for you. And the Lord, through the role of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, made this very easily approachable for us. That, okay, just take this Mahamantra, accept this, and by just accepting this Mahamantra, you can perfect your life. And that is the beauty and that is the greatness of the Lord. And when the Lord does this, then we realize how great he is actually. We understand more about his greatness, and you know, you realize that he's so great that he's actually, even though being great, that he's making us approach him through a very, very simple process. That by just taking shelter of the holy names, taking shelter of the Lord through his associates, through the association of devotees, one can perfect his life. So this is actually the nature of the Lord. That the Lord is unlimited, yes, but though he is unlimited, through his energies and through his multiple activities, and not but last but not the least, through his holy names, which is the most powerful means in this age of Kali Yuga, he attracts all of us. And by just taking shelter of the holy names, we can approach the Lord, who otherwise is unapproachable. As Brahmaji mentions in the Brahma Vimala, Ajita Jitapi, it's which is somebody who is unconquerable. By just having devotion to the Lord, you can conquer the unconquerable. The same Lord becomes conquerable by just following this simple process. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, my classes are not very Shastri classes. Just I only shared with you what I felt and what I really understood. I may not be as scholar as Radha Gopinath Prabhu or Krishna Nam Prabhu or Akinchana Krishna Prabhu. Just, but this I just shared with you my understanding of the subject. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.